Once again, it's always a pleasure to welcome Fabio Witkowski to our radio program here on Robinhood Radio. And another fantastic event coming up, and this is something that's a little extra special because the Hotchkiss Philharmonic Orchestra is in its first season, and they have a concert coming up on February 22nd at 7 p.m. at Elfers Hall at the Esther Eastern Music Center at Hotchkiss School. Once again, the concert is free and open to the public. There's no ticket reservations necessary. Seating is just on a first-come, first-served basis. But this is really pretty big, this first season for the Hotchkiss Philharmonic Orchestra, Fabio. This is just absolutely terrific.
Yes, great to be here with you, Marshall. And indeed, we are very excited for our next concert for the Philharmonic. This time, I'm particularly excited. One of the highlight of the program will be Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And this is the kind of music that I guarantee almost everyone has heard 5 or 10 seconds of one of the famous violin concerti by Vivaldi. But very few people actually have had the opportunity to sit down and hear all four seasons in a concert setting. So that's what we're going to be doing. The second part will be dedicated to the four very famous violin concerti by Antonio Vivaldi, each one, of course, being dedicated to a different season of the year. And we have a very special friend coming to conduct and perform this. So for this piece, the conductor will also be the violin soloist. Daniel Guedes is a dear friend of mine from Brazil. He's a protege of Peter Zuckerman, amazing violin player. He also does a beautiful job with an orchestra in Brazil, promoting a lot of young talent. So in so many ways, this is a perfect alignment for our orchestra, which, as you know, the whole project of the Hotchkiss Philharmonic is to bring 30 to 40 professionals from our area. So we've had, we always have the core of our professionals is from Hartford Symphony, but we also have New Haven, Springfield, sometimes Boston. So we have really an amazing team of first-class, world-class musicians, and they work, you know, side by side with 15, 20, 25 of our most talented and experienced students. So obviously this is a fantastic opportunity for these students to be working with these professionals, like a professional training experience. And the audience gets to watch and enjoy great music as a result of this collaboration.
You know, it's so interesting when you mention the experience of having a student perform on stage with professional musicians in a setting like Esther Eastman, the Music Center at Elfers Hall, which is just so grand and full. It is, and this is something that said, it's an experience that money can't buy.
Exactly. You know, it's a big thing nowadays. Education is experiential learning. Well, I don't think there's anything that can be more experiential than that. You know, all of a sudden, when we are on stage, there are no professionals and students. There are no young or older people. It's all the same people on the same stage being held by the same standards, you know, the conductor, and with a very common goal, which is to produce the most beautiful music. So I think this is a really, we're very excited. The students love this experience, of course. They have been responding extremely well. So, again, this will be let me count. This is the third concert of the Philharmonic. Each time it's getting better. So we are thrilled about this opportunity and to enjoy this great music in Elfers.
You know, I just know how I would feel. I know, I remember when I was first starting out in the business in 1971, 72, 73, 74, you were a broadcaster, a young broadcaster, but we would go to New York City and we would be allowed to sit in, this is back in the days, with people like Dan Ingram at WABC or Allison Steele.
Oh, wow.
Or Allison Steele at WNEW-FM. And just by hanging around for an hour or two, maybe once a month or so, what you picked up by being with those people years later pays off in spades. And that's what these students at Hotchkiss are availed to almost on a daily basis.
Exactly. You know, a similar experience that we had to the Philharmonic, we actually, 2 years ago, we started collaborating during the summer, Hotchkiss Summer Festival in Florence. We had a group of students performing with the Florence Orchestra, also a professional group there in Florence. And we went there, and the students had a 4-hour long rehearsal, working really, really hard. So I remember being the taxi coming back with them to the hotel. I'm like, so, guys, what do you think? They're quiet. Do you want to go for some ice cream? Do you want to go for a walk? We are exhausted. It's so much work. I said, oh, good. You know, that's wonderful. Yes, it is indeed a lot of work, but they were, of course, thrilled and performed beautifully, but it's great for them to feel it's really a completely different level once you are put to the challenges of a professional performance like that with amazing, inspiring professionals. So we are very happy to give our students this opportunity.
We're talking with Fabio Witkowski. Once again, the Hotchkiss Philharmonic Orchestra has a concert coming up on February 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Elfers Hall at the Esther Eastman Music Center. It must be fun conducting something like this as well.
Oh, yes. Well, this the program for this concert will start with a beautiful overture by Sibelius, the Andante Festivo. Sibelius is always so expressive, very long, expressive lines. Then we go to a fun piece by Edvard Grieg, the Andante Festivo, and then the intermission goes to the Vivaldi Four Seasons. So this is a nice romantic and baroque. So the romantic pieces, that's an era where the conductor is more established. You know, we really have the figure of the conductor. For the baroque, for the Vivaldi, the conductor piece, I mean, in one sense, this will be very historical because many concerts did not have a conductor. It was the first violin. So that's kind of what we're doing this. The first violin or the violin soloist will also be leading the orchestra. And conducting is always a lot of fun. We make sure, even though I'm the artistic director of the orchestra and I do conduct one concert per season, I think it's very important to bring conductors from different places in the world. So we've had Mark Mancusi from Spain. Now we have Daniel Guedes from Brazil, and we already have confirmed for next season some conductors from Russia, from Italy. So to have our students working with people from all over the world, different styles, different characters, different approaches, of course, that's always very exciting.
You know, I always look back, Fabio, when I was a kid. I think schools make a big mistake in this country by not exposing young children. I'm talking about second, third, and fourth graders, by just putting a monitor in their classroom and give them something that looks like a conductor's wand. And if they look at that monitor and watch it at 3 and 4 years old, within a minute or two, they will all be conducting an orchestra. And I just think that's the time where you should really hit into the skulls of these young children how important classical music is, and that when they get older, they'll just never forget that, and they'll always appreciate what classical music is. I mean, Leonard Bernstein did this early in his career with the children's concerts that he did.
Well, you're talking about one of my greatest heroes right now. Yeah. I mean, you watch the Young Children's Concert or the Harvard Lectures. I mean, Leonard Bernstein, what a phenomenal artist, composer, conductor, truly an icon, and he's remarkable. And I couldn't agree more with you. We could talk, you know, for the whole afternoon about this, how I think music education, art education at large is essential to anyone. And that's one thing that we humbly try to do at Hotchkiss. I mean, of course, we are always very excited to attract students who want to become music professionals and are extremely talented. And after Hotchkiss, we'll be going to Juilliard or any of the conservatories. It's always nice to have those students. But just as important, I think, is to be in a place where the future doctors, business, lawyers, politicians, they actually had a really meaningful experience with music. We do believe that changes lives, that will make them better at anything they do afterwards. So we absolutely don't separate, like, oh, you're going to be professional, you're a more serious musician than the future amateur. We think they're both extremely important, and we try to give the best opportunities to all of them.
Well, once again, the public has a free chance to see something and hear some incredible music. It is the second concert for the Hotchkiss Philharmonic Orchestra coming up on February 22nd, 7 p.m., Alfred's Hall, Esther Eastman Music Center. Once again, no reservations are necessary, but seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. Fabio, thanks for joining us again this morning.
Thank you very much, Marshall. Always great talking to you, and look forward to talking about the next one soon.